I'm joined by Councillor Dara Butler because he put down two questions there at the meeting on Monday, which I thought might be interesting to our listeners. Dara, you are a Fianna Fáil councillor, aren't you, for Swords area, is that right?
Yes, correct, yes.
All the areas are blended now, they're all kind of expanded now, aren't they, and they're kind of everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's a big area, so it's the Swords election ward, kind of stretches from Donabate and Portra and out to Rolestown, St Margaret's, a bit of Santry and kind of Lanesbridge, Charleston, end of Finglas, so it's a big area. Yeah.
Crikey,
yeah.
Now, you mentioned a U2-funded music generation. Was it? You put down a question on Monday. I'll read it out now just for the listeners.
Yeah.
With two of the four members of U2 having come from Fingal, very true, and another now living in Fingal, which one is that actually?
Larry Mullen would live over the Hope.
Well, he's
direction,
in Hope, that's
I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
To ask the chief executive to investigate Fingal Town's participating in the U2-funded music generation project that's a next available opportunity, which aims to help children and young people to access music education in their own locality. Now, I didn't know anything about this, Dara. What is this?
Yeah, I suppose it's a project. I think it's going through a 2010 to 2015 phase at the moment. It's kind of where music generation, which is, I suppose, it's funded by U2, and there also would be funding coming in from government departments as well, but it's effectively aimed at, I suppose, it's U2 trying to give something back in a way and, you know, help young kids in areas that wouldn't have access to music, to instruments, to the resources needed to kind of get involved in music. And it's something I raised a few years ago to see if it's something Fingal County Council could get involved in. At that time, it wasn't possible because we didn't have the matching resources and funding to get involved. So I suppose when U2 announced our current tour, and I think nothing's been announced yet, but I think they said they planned on playing in Dublin towards the end of this year. And I think I read in a newspaper article that possibly the money from that, the earnings that would go towards the music generation project, it kind of reminded me to submit this question again and just to make sure that if there was another round, another phase of it, that Fingal County Council could be involved in it.
Well, that sounds great. Have you any idea of what kind of projects were run before with it?
Well, they are working with a number of different councils. I know on the Dublin side, South Dublin County Council were able to participate, and there was, you know, I'm just reading from, I suppose, a recent press release where €30,000 would have been awarded to kind of various music groups, bands, schools, you know, in the South Dublin area to kind of purchase equipment. So it's that sort of, like, you know, it is, as I said, it is funding coming from the Music Generation Project itself, which is U2, I know they are supported by the appropriate department as well, government department. So it's clearly something that's working in other parts of Dublin and other parts of Ireland. So as I said previously, unfortunately, Fingal County Council wasn't in a position to participate. But I would hope that if there is another phase of it announced after the end of this year, that hopefully we will be in a position at that stage to go forward with it.
Did you get an answer from the chief executive, or did you get an answer to that?
Oh yes, I got a report. Yeah, that they will look into it, and yes, it is something that's there, and that's effectively what I wanted to do. I just wanted to get it back on the agenda again. Like the last time, we did send a letter into Music Generation, just saying we were disappointed at that point in time that Fingal County Council couldn't participate, but that we would hope to do so again in the future. So if effectively it did what I hoped, which was kind of get it on the agenda, so
excellent,
when it does come around, that we're ready for it, hopefully.
Yeah, we don't really make enough of U2, I don't think, in Fingal, because, I mean, they I know around the country they get stalked and followed by huge numbers of people worldwide. And here we have they grew up here. They went to school in North Dublin. And nothing. People journey here to try and find something, and they're amazed that there's nothing. There's no plaques up. There's nothing. So it's probably a bit of tourism we can tap into there.
Yeah, you see the kind of rock and roll walk of fame or around Dublin where various plaques are on various buildings. So yeah, like I've friends of mine who claim to have seen them playing on the back of a lorry in Malahide during a festival back in the early 80s and that sort of thing. So yeah, you're probably correct there in that. You know, we could link a few Northside sites into those sort of tours.
Yeah. Some entrepreneur now is going to jump on that and make a big deal of it, and maybe use the information we had Tinderpoint on earlier about how to use social media for business and stuff like that. So that's a perfect one for that, really.
Good.
You mentioned Malahide there, and your second question actually that interests me was about the castle in Malahide and the one in Argyllan and the concerts. They used to bring a lot of people into the area.
Yeah. And it was great. Like, you know, I think, well, Argyllan kind of only happened twice over the one weekend. And I remember going to see Horry and myself there years ago. And it was absolutely brilliant. And it reminded me of like a mini Slane Castle. You know, you had a fantastic sunset on one side and the moon rising on the other. And you had, you know, the Mourne Mountains and all in the background. And even Michael Stipe himself commented on what a fantastic venue and location and setting, you know. And it was... You know, it was certainly, and I know there is significant, I suppose, problems, logistic problems with Argyllan and getting people in and out of the location, but it really is like a mini Slane Castle. And then Malahide, which is probably logistically a bit easier. You know, they've had Neil Young and Arctic Monkeys and Prince was the more recent one. And again, it's a good opportunity for Fingal to, I suppose, highlight the tourist potential and just get people, you know, maybe haven't visited these locations, seeing them for the first time. But also it's a great opportunity to bring earnings and revenue into the council. And, you know, I suppose the recent years, every concert seems to be going out to Marley Park, South Dublin direction. So, you know, it'd be nice if we could get one or two of them back and maybe get money that could be reinvested into Malahide, into Argyllan and into Swords and into, you know, our other fantastic castles and heritage sites that we have around Fingal. Like, we're trying to get Swords Castle on the go at the moment and get funding for that. So, you know, anything that, if we could earn money from concerts and earmark that, those earnings to be spent on our heritage sites, that would be brilliant.
And what was the response from the council on that?
Yeah, no, I think they have written to the promoters, and, you know, they are hoping to get some of that business back into Fingal if they can. So, as I said, I haven't heard too many outdoor concerts being announced so far this year. So, so maybe that there might be some potential. I know when the Prince concert was announced, it was announced quite late in the year. So maybe there is hope for this year, but if not, at least it's something now that's back on the agenda, and we're kind of fighting for next year and future years.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good anyway, and I think it's great that you raised these two issues and put them on the agenda. The music generation, I think it's important for groups who might be interested in getting young people and promoting music with young people to know that it's there anyway, at least, and to know that Fingal might be considering working in tandem with them. And would it be worth them putting their ideas to the council yet, or is it a bit too soon to that, or should maybe people contact you if they're interested?
Yeah, no, like any support for Grace, you know. And on Monday, we have an excellent events team out in Fingal County Council. And on Monday, they announced that we're actually going to have a festival on Swords Main Street this year, which is brilliant.
Oh, super!
That we actually are going to have a kind of closed off Main Street and a concert in July. You know, I think the Friday nights they're hoping to have a theatrical type event in Swords Castle on Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon they'd have kind of children's activities, and then Saturday night we'd have a kind of concert, so to speak, on the Main Street to bring in business to kind of the Main Street area.
Wow, when is that? Do you have dates for that yet?
I have to confirm the dates, double check the dates. It's around July, I think the 18th, if that's the weekend. I have to double check that. I'll send it in to you, but the final confirmation on that. But
yeah,
that's something that hopefully will go ahead. Well, it is going to go ahead now in July.
Sounds like a bit of fun, and Swords needs a bit of jollying up. It's got Malahide there with its festival for years, and
And we do, and then like we have our area meeting today, and the council are coming to us with our plans for Swords Castle and kind of regenerating the Main Street. And it is the Main Street, there is a lot of life coming back into it now, so we have to do everything we can to support that and continue that. I think we're getting there, we're making slow progress, but
progress
at last.
Oh well, good luck with those, and Dara, thank you so much for coming online and talking to us about those. We'll certainly keep our eye on that, and if there's any more information, please let us know, and we'll blast it out there. And thanks for taking time out of your day.
No problem, thank you very much, talk to you soon.